Amar Rava. A hot piece of Gemara here. Amar Rava. Hakol moedim shimnene mipsar kochi kochim shenitmo. Now those words, kodem zriko, are not in the Gemara. So soon it's going to be a question if we're talking before zriko or after zriko. Tosis is Mayach. Apparently those words were not in the Gemara. We'll see in 1 minute. So he's nene from psar kochi kochim shenitmo. Umeyemurim kochim kalim le'acha shehelon. Meimuri kochim kalim after he put him up on the Mizbeach. And Rashi says it was Moshla ben Ha'or. The fire grabbed onto them. 1 second. Right. Before it was Efer, the potter. In both those cases, you potter. Okay, we'll see in 1 second. Let's just go a little bit further. Pshita. The one says Pshita. It's going to be a mystical riddle because none of those dinim are very poshut. That's the truth, but we'll see. Maiko mafsid. The Gemara, these words are funny. Do I tell you something? Maiko mafsid meaning there's nothing left to do. There's no more mitzvahs to do. It's not since mitzvah. So, because the psarkachi kochim are finished, there's nothing more to do. And the emuri kochim kalim, once they go up, there's nothing more to do. Now we'll see in a minute. That does not fit with anything we learned recently. I would have thought psarkochi kochim shenitma isle mitzvah srei full of koyanim. It's not called nigmar mitzvah, so you still have to burn them. There's a mitzvah to burn kochim psula. Emuri kochim kalim ika mitzvah lafuchi b'tzenoira. Emuri kochim kalim, lafuchi b'tzenoira means they would turn it over with those like big forks to make it burn more quickly. So that should be called not nasis mitzvah. So, Komashvalon that those two things are not, don't make it not nasis mitzvos. Sreifel Akoyanim Tais explains because you don't need big dekuhuna. He said yesterday that even Rabbi Yochanan and Hotsos Adesh, it's because you needed big dekuhuna. Sreifel Askochim, you don't even need big dekuhuna. It's not called, it's not an avoida. Now, Hepuche Bitsinur, and that's so simple because Hepuche Bitsinur is an avoida. You need big dekuhuna. And Tais brings a Gemara that a zar that's mahapach b'tzenur is takachayv misa. It's a real avoida. So why doesn't it hold up the process? So Tais says because it's not a mandatory avoida. You don't have to do hipach b'tzenur if you don't want to do it. In other words, it would be mahapach b'tzenur to get the thing cooking faster. If not, you leave it. You don't have to do it. It's like we said yesterday. Rav held hitzos hadeshin is not a problem nas mitzvosa because it's not man kavu. It's not every day. This is even worse. Not only not every day, you don't have to do a bechalal. If you don't want to do hipuk tzinor, you don't do hipuk tzinor. Okay, but now let's see. This Gemara is very strange. Let's take the first case. What are we talking about over here? Psar kochi kochim that became tome. When did it become tome? So let's see. Did it become tome after the zrika? That's a mishnah that there's no me'ilah. That's the first mishnah in me'ilah. Eze sheishlam shashet l'koyanim. Shenitmo after the zrika. If it's nitmo after the zrika, of course there's no me'ilah. Once you make the zrika, it becomes mutal kainim, that's the end of the day. Now it becomes tome later, what do I care? I mean, that's a mishnah. Rabbi doesn't have to tell me that. Oh, so he'll tell me the other way, like it's printed in the Gemara. It was nitmo before the zrika. Nitmo before the zrika has me'ilah. What does that mean? That means there was no shaset l'kainim. Some that becomes possible before the Zerika. That's what we learned the whole first parak. The whole first parak says that kochim psulim, except for kochim shemesu, that's kemanda chankinu, there is me'ilah. Tosis puts it. What's by yoitze? Let's say it becomes yoitze before the Zerika. There's me'ilah there. We had a machloikis if Zerika helps on that. The machloikis of Lezer and Rebbe Akiva, if Zerika ma'elis for the yoitze. But before the Zerika, of course there's me'ilah. What's going on over here? I mean, that's the other part of the first Mishnah. So you can ask from the Mishnah. The first Mishnah, the whole first parak of Me'ilah says that Kodshim Psulim, that became possible before the Zerika, there's Me'ilah. That's the whole first parak. Except for Kodshim Shemes. So what is going on over here in this room? What's he talking about?
Why can't you say it's an Ayla after
Zerika? Who?
It's an Ayla after
Zerika. Ayla? What's an Ayla?
Who's talking
about an Ayla? That's Pasha. That's a Mishnah. Ayla, there's Me'ilah. Nothing can change Ayla. He doesn't say Ayla anyway. He says Kodshim Kodsh. That's right, the Poshet. That's the same thing as saying there's no Hatlokayanim. Same thing. Oila after Zurikin, and everything else before Zurikin. It's the same thing. I mean, he's not saying anything. He's wrong. There should be Mila there. Faker, it can't be. Then there's a Mila. He says there's no Mila. It can't be. It's a bit riddle. The Demas is the very difficult piece of Gemara. The many Achronim throw up their hands and say they don't know. The because HaZevach, it's a pshat. There are poles in it, but it's a pshat. He learns like this. He claims that's what the words of Tais are very hard. He fixes up the words of Tais. He says, Rashi means like this. Very interesting thing. It means... What's wrong? It means it was Nitma before the Zrika, but he's Nene after the Zrika. That's what's going on over here. It was Nitma before the Zrika, so there's no Shaset Lekayim. Then he made the Zrika. And Rav is telling me that there's no Me'ila. Basically, what Rav is telling me is that Zrika works on Tomei. As we had a machlokes before, a blazer and a bakiva, where the Zrika Me'elis Le'yotze. We spoke about it then. He said, only Yotze because of Shvacha Psul, Machmas Dovaracha. Somebody brought up, what about Tomei? So I told you we'll get to it. That's it. He's basically telling me here that that Zrika works on Tomei. Now, that's where did Birka Zeva get that from? I mean, we have Rabbi Kiva that works on Yotze. He didn't make it up. It happens to be a Tesefta. The first Tesefta in Me'ila basically goes to our first Mishnah. And then at the end it says like this, Aval Tomei, Tomei is different. Shenitmo, Bein Lefnei Zrikas Domim, Bein Lachas Zrikas Domim, Ein Moyalin Bo. Why? Mipnei Shatzitz Meratza Olo. A new story. Basically what it says over here is that we had a machlok before when the Zrika helps on Yotze. What he's telling me now, right, the Sefta really is telling me, that Zrika is Moyel Latome. Why? Because Tzitz Meratz. It's that magic thing of Tzitz. It takes care of Tumah, whatever it is. So that makes the Zrika good Zrika. So Zrika is Moyel Latome. Mela, if it was Nitba before Zrika, then there was Zrika, the Zrika takes it out from Me'ila. And that, the Gemara says, is Poshet. That's all Poshet. The Chiddush of Rava is that I don't say it's not Nasis Mitzvosa because of the Sreifas Kotch. Okay. Now, let's go to the next. Good you came. So we're coming to you right now. The next piece of Gemara. What are we talking about here? Emuri Kochim Kalim, as soon as you put it up, and Rashi says, Moshle Bon O'or, is Ois Me'ila, before Eifer. We just spent the whole day yesterday saying that way. The whole Mishnah here says that anything that goes up on the Mizbeach, Oila, Emuri Kochim Kochim, Mincha, everything is, the Me'ila is till, either till Trumas Hadeshen or till Itzaras Hadeshen. I spent the whole day yesterday that that's not true. When you put it up, it's not finished. It's not finished Zichin, not till the Trumas Hadeshen. And we Paskin, it's not finished till the Itzaras Hadeshen. What's going on over here? Oh, so this already, Rashi, and Toysi, look at the Rashi. Rashi answered the first wide line of the Rashi. What's going on over here? We just said everything on this bear needs Itzaras Hadeshen. Zok to Rashi, Loikasha, Hosom Lael Mari be Efer Oilo Ube Emuri Kochi Kochi, the Chamiri, Mishum Hochi Moyalin Bohen, Achi Yetzla Beis Hadeshen, Aval Emuri Kochim Kalim, the Lo Chamiri Kulahai, Mishum Hochi Anenemem Lachisholopota, a magic. This whole thing that we learned yesterday, that's all by Kochi Kochi. That's Chomor. There you need Hatzoras Hadeshen. Kochim Kalim is not so Chomor. There Me'ila is finished, like you tied it. Rabbi Shtaif, what's your first name?
Frying.
Good. After you were tiny yesterday, well, you put it up, it starts burning. That's the end of the story, right? That's by Kochim Kalim is as a. Now Rashi says it misvor, it's a funny zach. How do you know that? And the Chofetz Chaim is up in arms here. And that's Pshita. You made up a new thing. I don't know what you're talking about. And that's portrait by the Gemara. Says Tais is very interesting. Tais says like this. We had a discussion yesterday. He claimed that it should be Nasim Mitzvos as soon as you put it up and the fire burns. That's the end, right? So what I tell him? I tell him, yeah, but you got to do Trumas Hadeshen. And I saw Hadeshen. Kaposik and Chumash. Says Toysis. Toysis, a good Jew. He says to Ephraim and to me, he says, you're both right. Toysis is like this. Misvora, he's right. Avada, what's the mitzvah of the korban? The mitzvah of the korban is to put it up and burn it. So as soon as it starts to burn, it's Nasim Mitzvos. But Peretzky's also right. There's a pasuk about Itzoras Hadeshen. The Torah says you got to wait for Itzoras Hadeshen. What should I do? Says Tosfos, but where is the pasuk of Itzoras Hadeshen talking? He ho'oilo al mu'ikdal mizbeach kol alayla. It's talking by oilo. So Tosfos, if it's talking by oilo, then it's talking by oilo and all kochi kochim. You can learn up all kochi kochim from oilo, but kochim kalim you can't learn from there. This is a Meridik Chiddush. That in Kodshim Kalim, there's no Tumas Hadeshen and there's no Itzos Hadeshen in Kodshim Kalim. It's a revolution. If that's true, then you're right. Then the Nasis Mitzvoso is as soon as it starts to burn. Toshteito. Emuri Kodshim Kalim, Lacha Shehelon, Potah. Again, the Chofetz Chaim's up in arms. I find the thing he's saying is about Zashtikal Torah. The Gemara says on that Pshita. What can we do? That's the Gemara says. That's also Pshat. What's the Chiddush of Rova? The Chiddush is that I don't say it's not Nasis Mitzvosa because of the Hipuch Bitsinura. I would have, this whole thing I understand. That you don't need Trumas Hadeshen, you don't need Tzos Hadeshen. But maybe it's not finished yet because you have to do Hipuch Bitsinura. And Hipuch Bitsinura is a real Avoida. And says the Gemara, that's his Chiddush. And that Hipuch Sinura doesn't make Loinasis Mitzvoso, because like Tosis says, it's not a mandatory avoid. That's the Gemara. It's a Sherev Shtikul Gemara, but that's the best we can do for now. Okay. Omar Rav. That's a funny piece of Gemara. We're not going back to what we spoke about yesterday. We had yesterday Nene Midmechatos. The Gemara was Machalik over there. That if you're willing, you would nene Midmechatos, you have to pay it back. So the Gemara, the Midmechatos, a Brisa, we said, it depends if you're willing to pay back before you brought your Chatos or after you brought your Chatos. If you're willing to give the money, if you're ready to pay before you brought your Chatos, then it's very simple, the Gemara says. Add on the money to the money you had. You had $500 to buy a behema. You stole $100. Now you put back $125. So instead of buying an animal for $500, buy an animal for $525. But if you're willing now to shell out the money and you already brought your chatos, that's bedugmas chatos shekipru baleil. So had it been a chatos, it would be mesis. So the din is yoylich liyam amelat. That's what we said yesterday. And we said that's all in Reb Shimon. Because according to Rabbonon, there's only Kippur Baleo if it's found after the Kapora. That then Reisha Rabbonon. Now, says Rova, I'm going to limit it one more step. Omar Rova, Hoda Amrit, this that we said yesterday in Reb Shimon, Kvar Korvo Chatos Yel Chuliyam HaMelach, if you're coming to put back the money and the Chatos was already brought, it goes Liyam HaMelach. That's all Hani Mili, the Isyadale, Kamekapor. That's all if he found out about his Me'ilah before the Kapora. In other words, what happened was he stole the money. Then he realized, after he said he stole the money, then he realized that he stole the money. So now, he could pay it back before he brings the carbon. Okay, then you add it onto the money, you buy a bigger carbon. Or it could be he was lazy to take his wallet out of his pocket. So he bought his chatos for the 400. Now he wants to pay back the money. Okay, that's the din of Yerlich Liyam HaMelech. But that's all talking when he knew he was Mayel before he brought the chatos. But what'll be, he puts down the 500, he steals 100. Again, did a b'shoigig. Mila's always b'shoigig. He accidentally took 100. He took the 400, brought his carbon chatos. Now, after the carbon is brought, he first finds out that he owes the money. Then it's a different din. If he first found out after the carbon was brought, then yiplul in the dover. Then it goes again. You don't say yelich liyam hamelach. Then you say yiplul in the dover. It goes back to you bring a an oil for the keitzam isbeach. My taimo in mafrishin metchila liibud. That we don't do. In other words. At that point, you'd be giving the money directly to Yam HaMelech. See, in the first case over there, where you were aware of things before the carbon was brought, theoretically, the money could be used for the new carbon. You chose not to, or you choose not to take the money out of your pocket. So that money could have been for the carbon chatos. Then you brought a chatos without the money, that's like Niskapru Baleo. The money could have been used for the chatos. It started off with a purpose, and then it loses it, so it goes to Yam HaMelech. Here, the money's going straight to Yam HaMelech. I mean, at this point, when you wake up and remember that you stole the money, there's no chatos to be brought. It's over. So then you would be taking money directly out of your pocket, throwing it in Yam HaMelech. But at any middle stage, that thing must have been done. That's no such thing. Ein mafrishin metchilo le'ibud. You don't set aside money directly for Yam HaMelech. If you have money that gets lost in the shuffle, it could have been brought for a chatos, it wasn't. So that's like Niskapru Baleo, the money goes to Yam HaMelech. It had a possibility of chatos, and he didn't make it. But this is money that starts after the Gizkapru Baleo. That we don't say Yama Melech. That's a Mafrish Leibud. That goes Ketzam Mizbeach. Okay. Now, the Mishnah, you see, I've gone through basically everything, as we learned, except Kotchik Kalam. Everything has been broken down. Those things that go on the Mizbeach. And those things that the Kohanim eat, everything we learned. But here we come to the last class of things. These are things, backstep, everything we had till now, there was the Matir and that which became Mutter. There's the, in all Karbonis, there's the Zrikas Adam, that's the Matir. That's Matir, the Emurim Lamizbeach. It's Matir, the Chelak HaKohanim for the Kohanim. In a Mincha, the Kemitza is like the Zrika, so the Kemitza is the Matir, and the Shirayim become Mutter for the Kohanim to eat. Now we come to things that there's no Matir. The whole thing is the Matir. They are themselves the Matir. Let's see. HaKoimitz. That's the Koimitz itself. The Koimitz itself goes on the Mizbeach. It is the Matir. It's like the Dam. You see, by a Korm you don't have it because it's the Dam. But here, the koimetz itself, what's it did? V'halavoyna, on a mincha, the lavoyna goes on the mizbeach also. V'haktoires, ktoires goes completely on the mizbeach. Minchas koyanim, any minchas koyan, there's no kmitza. Minchas koyan is kol il Hashem. The whole thing, you know my kmitza, the whole thing goes on the mizbeach. U'minchas koyan Moshiach, and she says that's the Chavite Kohen Godel that's brought every day. It also goes completely on. It's not, it doesn't have two parts. It doesn't have the Koimetz with the Shirayim. It all goes up. Minchas Nesochim that's brought with the together with the Korban. You know, Shlosh Yosonu Laporsh, Yosonu Lakeves. That's a Mincha that has no Kmitza. It goes completely up on the Mizbeach. Moyalin Bohem Misha Hukdishu. Okay, that's the same as everything else. That's, everything starts that way. When you start with Kedushas Peh, that's when the Mila starts. Now, here we're going to have a difference. Kitchen Bakli. Now, up till now, we were saying that Kitchen Bakli brings you what? Huchshali Parcel, Betul Yomchus Gumu Belino, and that's it. And then we need it for the next step, always the Zrika or the Haktora, to bring on Pigal Nosev Tome and to take out from Me'ila. Here, we're never going to get to the next step, because there is no next step. I mean, if the Kitchen Bekli, there's no other step over here, it just goes on to Mizbeach. Kitchen Bekli, Huchshali Pasul, Betul Yom Chus Kippurim Ubalino, V'chayov En Olam Mishum Noiser Mishum Tomei. Here, you get the Chi of Noiser and Tomei with the Kiddush Kli. In a simple way, you can see, because there is nothing else. There's no other step over there. Everywhere else, it waits for the Korvu Matira, pretty much. You make, let's say, a regular mincha. You put it in Kedushas Kli. It's Huchshali Parcel Tful Yoyim Chzkbun Olina. It doesn't get Pigal Nois V'Tomei till when? Till the Akhtar and Sakoimitz. Just like our Behemoth, it doesn't get it till the Zrika Saddam. He is not going to be anything else. U'Pigal Einboy, Einbohen, there's no Pigal in such things. Zach Klal. Kol sheyesh lo matirin, anything that has a matir, ein chayovim aleihem mishum pigul v'noisu v'tomei achi yakrivu matirin. That's what we're learning up to now. Anything that has a matir, it's a standard carbon, there's no pigul, noisu v'tomei, until korvu matirov. And Zerika, let's call it. Again, we say, how do we know that? By pigul, we know it because lo yerotze katzos kosh yatzos posel. You need the ritzui. In Tomei, the Gemara Menachos learns it out because you need Nita L'Koyanim. And then we learn Noiser from Tomei with the Gzereshova there. But, Kol She'ein Lo Matirin. What do we do with the things that's Ein Lo Matirin? Basically this whole Mishnah. Kevin She'kiddish B'Kli Chayom Olo Mishum Noiser V'Tomei. Their Kiddush, their Noiser V'Tomei starts earlier, so to speak, by Kiddush Kli, because there's nothing else to wait for. You can't wait for the Matir. There is no Matir. Upigal aimbo. There's taken no pigal on such things. And that you learned in Zvachim. The reason there's no pigal is because pigal is learned from Shlomim. The psukim of pigal are talking about Shlomim. And shlomim is a thing that has a matir to stay in the korban. The zrikas adam, and the zrikas adam is matir the emurim to go on the mizbeach, and it's matir the chelak the bailim, most of the animal to the bailim. That's your prototype of pigul. And the Gemara understands this pigul only in such cases. But a thing that has no matir, a thing which is itself the matir, then there's taka no pigul. There's no pigul in such a thing. So you come to two changes. There's no pigul. See, if you just want to look at technically, forgetting about why for a second, but in things that have a matir, so the pigul waits for the matir, and noiser and tomei are always schlepped along with the pigul. Have you worked that out? So everything waits for the matir. If there's no matir, then there's no pigul. So what are we going to do with noiser and tomei? Noiser and tomei comes by the kedushas kli. Okay, now let's see. Menoani mili. Menoni mili. The Gemara is asking on this. We're saying an interesting thing over here. By a dover that has a matir, you tell me, everything waits for the matir. Why? Because pigul has to be with the matir. That's pigul. Katzos kosher, katzos posel. Where did tomei and noisa come from? Basically, it's slept along with pigul. Okay, now you tell me a new thing. In a dover she ain't lo matir, there's no pigul. So maybe there should be no noisa with tomei also. If they're such good buddies, I mean, every time you see it in the Gemara, they always go together. Every Mishnah came out says, Chelim Shem, no, it's a Tomei Pigal. It's a group. They all go together. This Xavier Shavi, Yen Xavier Tomei Chil, Chil, the common Xavier Shavis they have on that. So here you're telling me a switcher. When you come to Dovah Shei Ein Lo Matirin, all of a sudden they break off. Pigal falls out of the picture in Gansen. There's no Pigal on such a carbon. And Noisa V'Tomei come in earlier, basically Kiddush Kli. Why? Maybe I should say they always go together. And when there's no Matir, so there's no Pigal. If there's no Pigal, there's no Noisa V'Tomei. Now, when I say the noise of a tomei, I don't mean there's no noise of a tomei. I mean there's no chiv korbs for eating the noise of a tomei. From some is tomei, but this bit, not the other way. We're talking too much aguf. I'm sorry, the other way. We're talking if somebody whose tomei eats the kodshim, he's not allowed to. This din that if you eat kodshim with too much aguf, you are tomei eat the kodshim. Chiv korbs, that din shouldn't be there. Menorani mili. So basically, how do I know that in a dover? That even in a dover she'ein lo matirim, there's the chiv kores and nois of a tomei. And when it starts off this way, if anything, it should be, the Gemara makes even a better case than I said. I said that there shouldn't be nois of a tomei because it's like pigul. The Gemara is going to make it better than pigul. It's like they're going to make a kal v'chomer. If there's no pigul, there's certainly no nois of a tomei. One of these interesting kal v'chomers here. Tana Rabbana. Yochol ein chayovin mishum tumo. Maybe tumor, you shouldn't be chayiv. That's what we're trying to theorize now. Maybe tumor also, you should not be chayiv, except by yedovah sheyesh lo matirin. Meaning, just like this whole mishnah is exempt from pigul, it should be exempt from tomei, from the chiv koritz of tomei v'dinu. And I'll show you, I'll show you kal v'chomer that yitaka shouldn't be chayiv v'dinu. Uma pigul shehu biyedio achas. We're trying to show chumris and pigul. Look, tumor, the Gemara calls you nishtei yediyas. You need a yediyah before and a yediyah afterwards. In other words, I have to know I became tomei, then forget, go into the migdosh, and then remember that I was tomei. It's called yediyah before and a yediyah after. And if you don't have a yediyah before, a yediyah after, you don't bring a korban chatos. It's at the beginning of our shmuz that you need the yediyah betchila ubesoif. If you don't have both of them, meaning you never knew altogether that you were Torah. You started off your whole life, you didn't know nothing, and then you first found out about tumah. Let's say after you went into the mikdash, that's the yediyah ubesoif. Or you had yediyah betchila, you knew you were Torah, you became Torah, you went, you forgot, you went into the mikdash, you never remembered. Obviously, not going to bring a chatos because you don't know, but that's all azazel. This so you have the other korbanos to see where I take care of it. But a standard korban chatos, you need yediyah metchila, yediyah besoif. You need what the Gemara calls shtei yediyahs. Now, pigul obviously there's no such thing. Pigul means you ate the pigul. You realize you ate the pigul. There's no yediyah before it doesn't shaykh. So that's called yediyah achas. V'korbanoi kavua, person eats pigul, he's chayiv a standard chatos, a chatos kavua. V'loihutu mechloloi, there's no exception to pigul. Pigles b'chyoche, pigles b'tzibur, there's no exception to the rule. So those are chumris. Meaning, madoch pigul that has these chumris, one yediyah is enough. and it has a big carbon, and it's not huta mechlolo, ain't chayovin el al dovesheish matirin. Pigos, as a chumid de kazach, still, you're not chayiv, only when there's a matir, etoma, which is less, so to speak, shehi b'shte yediyas. In order to be chayiv a carbon in tumo, you have to have yediyah. What do you call it? Yediyah betchila and yediyah besoif. V'karbon oil of v'yoyre. It's carbon is a lesser carbon, you want to call it. It's a carbon oil of v'yoyre. By tumas mingdash kadosh, it was a carbon oil of v'yoyre. It depends on your economic status. A rich person brings a regular kizbo sira, and a middle class person brings two oifas, and a poor person brings a mincha. There's an exception to the rule of tumma, but see, but there is no problem of tumma altogether. So one of the more interesting kalvachomers over there. Madoch pigo, which as you see, it's a chomadika thing. You only need one. You only need one yediyah to get it. You get hit with a big carbon. There's no exceptions to the rule, and there the Torah said you're exempt. You're exempt from the whole thing by a dovashen lamatirin. So tumma. Which to become chayiv and tumah it's more kal, it's harder to become chayiv. You need two yediyas. It's a shvachar karm. There's heterim. There's exceptions. There avada. You should have the exemption that a dov shein lamatirin. There's no such din. Who? Sorry. But tumah knows it too. You need karm matirin. They learned off of people, and that did the same. That's all. It's chayom alim nos tumah only after the zrika. Yeah, that's what we learned. All these mishnayos, they always come together because we learn up tumah. The Gemara says menachis, you need that the kohenim. You learn noises of abdomen, or you learn them up straight up for pigo, whatever it is. But that they always go together. That's the whole problem over here. They always go together. The zikha are the same. Forget the Gemara is making it that pigo is tighter, and still we let you go with an elam atirin. So avada tumah and noises we should let you go by elam atirin. That was interesting, Kal Vachomer. Zog di Gemara, in Svari, you're right. I have a Pasuk, Vartik. What this Pasuk tells me is not so clear either. Talmud Loimar, Emor Aleil Medoraseichem, Kol Asher Yikrav, Mikol Zarachem, Bechol HaKotshim HaKosuv, Medabir. The Gemara left out the main word that we need. It's in the Bechulei over there. So I can't find it, but oh, here it is. Yeah. Emor aleim, God, thank you. Emor aleim l'doraseichem, kol ish asher yikrav mikol zarachem ala kodoshim asher yagdishu b'nei Yisrael Hashem v'tumoso olov. That's the pasuk of Tumas Aguf, if he's Tomei, v'nichrus, it's chayv koris. The word is ala kodoshim. Ala kodoshim asher yagdishu b'nei Yisrael, understands the Gemara, means all kodoshim. Meaning even to include kodoshim that don't have a matir. This is again, Talmud loim, emor aleim l'doraseichem, kol ish asher yikrav mikol zarachem, El Hakodosh Meshe Yagdishu B'chol Hakodshim Hakosav Medaber. Oh, so now I know that there's a Chi of Tumah. We're only talking about Tumah right now. There's a Chi of Tumah. There's a Chi of Tumah even by a Dovor She'ein Lo Matir. Oh, so now, you know, we have to do something, because up till now we were saying that the chi of tumah doesn't come until the carbon of matir. Now you're telling me in a carbon without a matir, there's also a chi of tumah. So when does it start? Now I don't know at all. So now maybe I'll go back all the way to the beginning. We're in the middle. We made it by Kiddush Kli. The logic would now say, so there's no din of matir anymore. That fell off. So let it be from the very beginning, from Kedushas Peh. Yochel Yuchayov Malei Miyad. I mean, that could be. I take a mincha. I'm eat it betumah before kiddush kli. So maybe a chayv tumah there. Not a mincha. A mincha's koyinim, let's say. There'll be no kmitza. So there's no matah. So the chayv tumah doesn't wait for the matah. So maybe it doesn't wait for anything. As soon as you makdish it bepeh, should be the chayv tumah. Hey, anyway, it's an interesting limud. Talmud loy masha yikrav. It says that later in the parasha. Kul isha she yikrav mikol zarachem. Now the Gemara does a job. Omer Rebbe Loza, what does that mean? V'chiyesh no geya shehu chayiv. Let's just go straight to the Rashi. So I have interesting limud here. Talmud lo masha yikrav. V'hai yikrav mashma negiya. The portion of the word yikrav, asha yikrav, come close, means if you touch the curb. That's what I would have read simply. If you touch the curb, you chayiv karbis. The chiyiga mitargamin and I are yikrav. The targum teaches touching as yikrav. So when it says here ki yikrav, I would have said it means you touch. When you touch the carb, and that's what it's talking about. The omer Rebbe Loza is telling v'chiyesh no geish no chayiv. That we know. A person who touches kachim is not chayiv kares. V'chiyesh no geish no chayiv kares. Certainly not true. It has to be an oichel. Imken lomo nema she yikrav. The mashma negiya ba'alma. So why does the Torah use a word like that? Eloloi mashma negiya. It can't mean that. Elohochi mashma. Deino chayiv olav mishum tumo at sheyich shalikorev. At sheyich, I'm not talking about the person. It's talking about the mincha, let's say. You're not chayiv the chorus of tumo until the thing is ready to be nikrav. Now what does that mean? When is it ready to be nikrav? Usually it would be a mate, but without a mate, it'll be kedushas kli. That's it. That's the last step. The hainu achi karvu matirin. So back to the Gemara. Okay, tzad. What does it mean that it's ready to go? Okay, tzad. Kol dova she yeshlo matirin einu chayv achi karvu matirin. It's ready to go when the mate goes. The kol dova she yeshlo matirin einu chayv achi yigdish bekli. You need kedush kli because that's like the last step before the akrova. So that's what makes the chiyuv tumah. Now, so we started off with a problem. We started off with a problem that how do we know is a chiyuv noisa v'tomei in a dovah she'ein lo matirin? So we have a pasuk in tumah. What about noisa? So that they say we learn noisa from tomei when one of those gzereshovas. Okay, so at the end of the day, we have everything. If there's no matir, it starts with kiddush kli, the chiyuv noisa v'tomei, and pigul there isn't. There's no pigul in such karbonus. Okay, start the next Mishnah. It's early. Vlad Chatos, you had the same Mishnah in Tumura. Vlad Chatos, let's go, there were five Chatos Meises. Vlad Chatos, Utmuras Chatos, Vichatos Shemesu Baleo, Yomusu. First set of three. Those are automatically Yomusus. They got nowhere to go. A Vlad Chatos, if you had a Korm Chatos, you had a baby. What's with that Korm Chatos? Could you bring it as a Chatos? You can't bring it as a Chatos. It wasn't Hufrash for any Chatos over here. It wasn't set aside for a Chatos. It was born. So it has Kedushas Chatos because it's born from its mother. So you're stuck. Basically, a Chatos has nowhere to go. It's a Mesis. Tumuras Chatos has a Kedushas Chatos. Right? It can't be brought as a Korm Chatos. Rashi says, yes, it's a Gemara Tumura because it's a Bob Aveira. It was created through an Aveira. Tumura is, you're not allowed to make Tumura. It's an Issa. It works, but you're not allowed to do it. Mele, it's pastish for Kaporo. So, right, you got an animal with Kedushas Chatos. I can't go anywhere. It is Mesis. Okay, that's obviously can't go anywhere. Reuven separated it for his eating of chaylev. It's pinned to his aveira. Now he died. So to bring it after he's dead, Rashi says that he already had his kapora by dying. So vaiti, you have a thing with a kedushas chatos, he can't go anywhere with it. It doesn't see your moose. And those three are very cut and dry. They're very simple. I guess it's a little more complicated. Now the way the Gemara and Tmur reads this Mishnah, that word ve'ovda goes backwards and forwards. It's iber shnosa ve'ovda, and ovda ve'nimtzis balas mum. It's like it does double duty, that word. Meaning, what happened over here? The karma got lost. You separated another one. Then it came back. And now it's over shnosa. Now it's, you can't bring a chatos after the year. Or, it got lost. You separated another one. It came back, and now it's a balas mum. It became a balas mum, and it's the wanderings over there. So that already depends. It's not such a clear-cut case. Im mishikipru abaylim tomus. If again, it was found that it was found. It came back before the kapora. So now you have both of them. And you had behemoth number one, your mafresh as a chatas. It disappeared. So your mafresh number two. Now you're ready to go, and number one resurfaces, and it's a balas mum. You choose to be makriv number two. That's the case of ovdov and nimtzis balas mum. Imishikibru bailim, now you were makriv number two. Then it's Thomas. Okay? Because again, as we spoke yesterday, we hold that there's no chatas meisis. And what do you need a mum for? What do you need a mum? It's his kapru baleo. What do you need to say anything a mum for? Any chatas that's his kapru baleo is Thomas. But we said yesterday, we hold that there's no Thomas unless it's found after the kapora. That's the rabbonon. But we, the rabbonon, hold that niskapru baleos tomus only if it's found after the kapora. If it resurfaces before the kapora, then you don't say tomus. Except here, because it has another problem. It has two problems. It's niskapru baleos who's lost, niskapru baleos, and it's also a balas mum. Or it's also a vrishnosa. That's how Rashi learns this Mishnah. Really, for tomus, we need that it should be ovud b'shas the kapora. It resurfaces after already I brought my carbon. Here I'm telling you that we agree in a certain cases that even if it's found before the kapora, it'll be tomus if it has another problem. When it resurfaces already over a year, or when it resurfaces, we see it's a balas mum. So imishikipru abaylim is tomus. Now that animal standing there is what? That's your classic, now becomes a classic chatzamesis. It has no kedusha that says, can't go anywhere, it's heading straight for the end over there. So therefore, ein oisa tumura. I'll now make a tumura on that animal. It's not chal. Even though balmum makes tumura. But this is worse than balmum. This is like lost everything already. It's out. It's not going anywhere. V'loy nenem v'loy moyelen. That we had at the very beginning. Adav gimel. It's also to be nenem midrabonon. But there's no me'ila on it. Because right, it has nothing. And we learned at the beginning there isn't even me'ila drabonon. Because here there's no confusion. Since even when it was alive, it was shot. People won't get involved with it. That's like what I said there. Okay? Oh. Vim ad shilo kipru babaylim. Again, it resurfaced. It resurfaced. Now I have number two in front of me, and I have number one, which resurfaced a year old, or resurfaced with a mum. The first case was kipru babaylim. I chose to use number two. So now number one is a double problem. It's niskapru balea found before, but also balas mum, tomus. But what if I choose to use number one? I think I want to use number one. Now, obviously, I can't use number one because it's no good. It's over here. It's balas mum. But what I want to use number one. So what I'll do? On the balas mum, I'll sell it. It's a balas mum. I'll sell it with the money. I'll buy another one. Or the Ovra Shnosa, I'll wait till she gets a mum. I'm willing to wait. I want to go with my first choice. So that means it came around before. And I want to use that one. So now that animal is standing there. That says number one who was lost will now resurfaced as a balas mum. And I want to be pointed, but I just want to point it right now. Or it resurfaced as an over shnoso, and I'm waiting for it. Tira atche tistoiv, v'timocher, v'tovi b'dome, what's the word should be? V'yovi b'dome acheres. Now, again, you have to be careful. Obviously, it's not. Tirach is Tistoiv is going only on the Ovra Shnosa. The other one is already has a mum. It's just a way of saying, take care of the mum. And what's its din? What's the status of that behemoth right now? Now that's an interesting thing. That's not like before. The other one, once I chose to be Makrif 2, number one is a Mesis. That's shot. Can't make Tmur, there's no Mila. This is a very different story. This is a behemoth that has Kedushas Chatos. It's Ovra Shnosa. It's like a Balas Mum. It is a Balas Mum of some sort. That's a different story. Any balas mum makes tmura. And there is milan bali mum. You know what I mean? Tmura umayalin bo. Because that's not a chatas amesis. That's like a regular chatas balas mum. That's all. Yeah, no, the first one. First one. What will be the second one? We have to learn in two. What happened to that second one? That second one will now become an escarpo baleo. It will turn around the other way. We're talking about the first one, the one that resurfaced. Okay, now. Maishno reisho de lo komiflege, umaishno seifo de komiflege. Okay, so the way Rashi learns, the funny pshat, the Rashi learns like this. You have two sets in the Mishnah. You have the first three, Vlad chatas, Tumuras chatas, chatas shemesu baleo. That's a blanket statement, Yomus. Then you have these hybrids, over shnosa ve'ovdo, and ovdo balasmum. That depends, niskapru baleo. Now, the way Rashi learns, the more is asking, why in the Reisha didn't you split it between kipru baleo or not, and in the Sefer you did? And the answer is, because there's nothing to split in the Reisha. What do you want to split? Vlad Chatas, there's no difference in Skapru or not in Skapru Baleo. Vlad Chatas is just a Vlad Chatas, no matter when it happened. I mean, it makes no difference. You can't make any difference over there. Vlad Chatas per se goes Lamisa. Then when it says Reisha Psikole, say for Lo Psikole. In the Reisha is Psikole, it's an out and out din. Vlad Chatas is Mesis. Doesn't make a difference what happened over there. It's. Vlad Chatos, Tmuras Chatos, Mesu Baleo, what are you going to tell me? Mesu Baleo, it depends. Before the Kapor, after the Kapor. This is a Kapor. The man died. I mean, this is a Vlad Chatos. What do you mean, Vlad Chatos? I mean, it's now. It's born. Obviously, it's born before the carbon was brought. Obviously, it has to be born before the mother is shechted. But there's no difference. You don't have the case, Bechlal. That's why Tais doesn't like it. I mean, what kind of question is that? Why didn't you make differences in duration? There's no differences to make. Poshet Pshat, this Gemara means the same thing the Gemara Tmura asked. The Gemara is not asking that. The Gemara is asking, why did you split the Reisha from the Sefer? Why did you make two sets in the Mishnah? You made Vlad Chatos, Tmuras Chatos, Mesu Baleo, Yamusu. Then you made a second Bova this way. To which the Gemara answered, I had to make two Bovas. Because in the first case, there's no difference, Kibru Baleo. And the second, that's how the Gemara Tmura said. There the Gemara's Loshen is, my time lotoni lugabe yadode. Why don't you make it one big case? Taisa says that's what our Gemara means. Oh, now says the Gemara Tona Legabe Tmura, but the whole Mishnah is a total repeat. That's the exact same Mishnah in Tmura. Where is it over there? Yeah, the first Mishnah in the fourth paragraph of Tmura, exactly the same Mishnah, word for word. But Tona Legabe Tmura, Zok Tmura, as it often does. Tana Hasa Mishum Tmura. That, see, this Mishnah happens to have a few dinim. One of them is Lagabi Tmura, whether it makes Tmura or not. One of them is Lagabi Me'ilo, that there's a difference. Before Kaporas Bailim, there's no Tmura, no Me'ilo. After Kaporas Bailim, before Kaporas Bailim, there's Tmura and there is Me'ilo. So the Mishnah in Tmura says it because of Hilchas Tmura. Once it tells me Tmura, it says Me'ilo also. The Mishnah here is telling it to me because of Hilchas Me'ilo. And once it says it Me'ilo, it says Tmura. Tmura too. I'm sorry. Hatona legabe tmura. Tana hosa mishum tmura. Agav tmura tells me already moilin or ain't moilin. Tana hosa mishum ila. Once it told me that, it already told me whether or not it makes tmura.